The death toll from Ebola in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone is approaching 4,000. If the epidemic continues, the World Bank says the impact on the country's economies could be disastrous. At a gathering in Washington, the presidents of those three countries pleaded with global development leaders for help. Sierra Leone's Ernest Bai Koroma and Liberia's Ellen Johnson Sirleaf joined the conversation via video conference.
Ebola is now causing great disruptions to agricultural, mining, manufacturing, construction, tourism, and transportation, and posing a significant threat to human development, state security, and poverty reduction. Government revenues are drying up.
Restrictions imposed on air and sea travel resulted in increased cost of travel and increased commodity prices affecting the poor.
The answer to this crisis.
World Bank President Jin Yong Kim says growth projections for 2014 have already been cut significantly and will be cut again next year if this disease is not contained.
As much as $32.6 billion could be lost by the end of 2015. This is a potentially catastrophic impact.
David Evans, a World Bank senior economist, says the countries have already been hit with serious losses.
Across the three countries, we're seeing more than $350 million of lost output. What that means is that Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea will be more than $350 million poorer than they would have been in the absence of this disease.
Take West Africa's flight industry, for example.
What we've seen is from through August, we had more than 30 flights per week going in and out of Sierra Leone. That had dropped to six in September, right? And we see likewise, we see fuel sales, we see other leading indicators like cement sales dropping significant percentage points. So people are just afraid to invest.
Transport and trade are really...
Amadou C, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says the consequences go beyond what's happening right now.
On the one hand, all your revenues are going to go down because of the reduced economic activity. On the other hand, you have more expenditures, you have this health expenditures, security expenditures. So you're really, really having a fiscal deficit that is going to be much bigger than what you expected.
Guinea's president, Alpha Conde, who was at the meeting in person, confirmed that view, saying his country and others are going to need budgetary support to fund the fight against Ebola. In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.